You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
It just lifts your heart as if it were putting it on a platter and sending it up to God. I mean, it's amazing. It's awesome. It's just got so much life in it.
It's one of the great achievements of music, to weave that quantity of voices together in such a beautifully singular way.
It's the Mount Everest of choral music. Spem in Allium, written in the Renaissance by Thomas Tallis, for 40 voices, divided into 8 choirs of 5 singers.
They pass the musical ideas between them, so it's sort of cutting-edge 16th century full surround sound.
Now, Tom Morris, the artistic director of the Bristol Old Vic, has asked 8 composers to create new works for 40 singers inspired by Tallis's masterpiece.
Over the last 2 years in the Bristol Proms, we've stubbornly insisted that classical music can be accessible to any audience. You can persuade people to go to something which is familiar in large numbers, but if you want to find a new audience, you have to allow artists who are in that hot zone of creativity now to create something contemporary.
One of those artists is Murray Gold, best known for writing the music for Doctor Who.
Okay, so we're going to go from the top and just cover the first pages of the Gold.
He's sitting in a church to hear the first rehearsal of his piece, which he's dedicated to the families of the victims of the Hillsborough disaster.
I just felt a real sense of compassion for people who really wanted a simple thing that should have been dealt with so long ago, what happened to the people we loved.
Have you ever written anything like this before?
Well, I wrote a piece for the Barbican called When My Brother Fell Into the River, which was actually about my brother who drowned in India nearly 20 years ago. We never got a body, and, you know, we never really found out what happened. And it stays with you forever. Well, that's what happened with the families in Liverpool. And I just thought the hope in their stoicism, in their perseverance and determination would be something good to sing about. And the final phrase of the piece is, all true voices will be heard.
John Bowden from the folk group Bellowhead is another of the composers taking part. He's written a new setting for a traditional song.
One thing I was very excited about was the possibility of writing for a surrounding choir. But I wanted to end the piece with a big C major chord. You know, it's a kind of very hopeful sound, a big major chord. And I thought, well, I've got 40 voices. If I make sure that they all breathe at different points, maybe I can kind of keep that chord going artificially a lot longer than you would normally. And then I thought, well, maybe if I organise where they breathe, maybe I can create an effect where it sounds like the sound is circling around the audience. A bit like a Mexican wave, getting voices.
A young American, Nico Newley, and Richard Thomas, who wrote Jerry Springer the Opera, have also composed works for the concert, which organisers hope could eventually tour to venues across the country.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.